This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Friday. We're going to talk about someone who's a little bit disheartened. How would things have been different if I had made Congress a Team USA women's sports? Why are we getting a bunch of commie gobbledygook from all these people? All that and so much more still to come on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, before I get to that, I think because we ended last hour on a bit of a sour note, I think we should at least pause for a second and remember where we were under the Biden administration. Representative Brian Mast, he brought a Biden official in, and just remember the insanity.
Can you tell me what is queering the map?
So I think we were trying to make the maps more gay.
Literally?
That's, well,
how do you make a map more gay?
I mean, especially
or
with
gay
AI,
at all.
You know, since the age of cartography, we've had pretty good maps, but maybe they weren't gay enough. So I know also I took critical theory in college. I think sometimes people use.
I swear this is not a Saturday Night Live skit. She is dead serious. She is saying this with a straight face. Listen to these freaking bonkers people who ran the United States of America.
Queer as a verb. I do understand that the maps that we were trying to make gay were, I think, of Czechia and Slovakia. So maybe those countries asked for it. I doubt it, but I don't know.
We do have real things to work on in Congress, like what's going on with the imminent threat of Iran. And it is embarrassing that we have to talk about the fact that things like this were funded. Non-binary and trans francophones, linguistic attitudes and ideologies towards inclusive French in Montreal, Canada, these things. I'm going to give you a list. My time has expired. I'm going to give you a list of these. And
queering the map. When you vote for Democrats, the people in your government will look at a map and try to figure out how to make it gayer. Just wrap your mind around that kind of insanity. Whew. El Sombrero. I live in the formerly beautiful state of Colorado. Oh, I hate what they're doing to Colorado. And I don't want to give it up. I don't want to give it over to the communists, but I'm not sure what more I can do. I've been a precinct captain. You said get involved locally for 2 years. After our precinct caucus last night, I want to quit. Out of 113 people called, one person showed up. I have three little anti-communists. My husband and I are raising to love our country, so I'm trying to stay involved. It's so discouraging when people don't show up. We can't make people care, but I want people to care about what's happening in our country, our state, and so on and so forth. I know you tell us to move to a red area. We're working towards that and to get involved, so I'm trying not to give up. Colorado has gone to heck in a handbasket. They want to legalize prostitution, take our kids away, the list goes on. I keep thinking I'm living in a nightmare and that this can't be reality, but somehow it is. Can you please play the Frito Bandito for my three-year-old who loves listening in the car with me? And her name is Valerie. And Valerie, I'm so proud of you that, yeah, you can have another Frito Bandito.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito, hey, I like Fritos corn chips, I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips, I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Here's what I will say. We have, you and I, we have signed up for a life of frustration because we have chosen to get in the game, right? Have you ever played sports? You probably have at some point in your life. And sports can be so wonderful and so terrible when you play. I played basketball poorly, played baseball, and man, when you swing and you get that hit, when you win and everyone's jumping up and down, there's nothing quite like it. And when you lose and you got to get on that bus and you got to go back home and you just got your teeth kicked in, it hurts in such a palpable way. Now, you know who doesn't ever have to feel that pain? People in the stands. People watching. They don't ever get the joy either of the wins. They don't get the pain. They're watching. You have chosen to get involved politically. You care enough to read things. You're listening to me right now. You stay involved. You stay informed. You care about your country. You know what is important. You have chosen to get involved. Well, let me go ahead and tell you right now. You're going to take losses and it's going to hurt. And you're going to look at the people up in the stands who won't help, who don't get up. They can't show up at a precinct meeting. They won't go vote in a primary. They won't do this. They won't do that. And you're going to want to run up and choke every single one of them. Wake up. I'm doing all this myself. Why aren't you involved? And the only way you can avoid that feeling is to go sit next to them in the stands. Don't do that. You have to stay involved. I know you get frustrated. If it sounds like I understand, it's because I understand. Jewish producer Chris has gotten involved locally. He's very frustrated. Very, very frustrated. It's frustrating. I try to shake my normie friends. I've told you this before. I've lamented it. I am on this group text. I have it muted, of course, like I do all group texts, but I am on this big group text with all the fellas who live in my neighborhood. And there's all kinds of things on that group text. Hey, want to have a barbecue this Saturday? All kinds of funny sports memes and things like that. Trash talking about sports. Aha, the Cowboys suck. All kinds of that. Back and forth all day long, all day, every day. You know the only time the group chat goes completely silent? When I send out a message about voting in an election. Hey, Texas primary election, it's really important for everyone to go vote. Please vote for this, 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 and this. Crickets. I could send out a text right here on the air, right now, about, what is it, baseball season's about to start. And the whole thing, my phone would be dinging the whole time. Everyone would be all, I sent a text on Tuesday like I always do. Because Texas had a big primary election. Hey, this is important. This matters. We got to get John Cornyn out. This matters. I didn't even get so much as a thumbs up. Nothing. I get very, very frustrated with that. Very frustrated with that. And by the way, part of my frustration is some of these guys, when we get together, they'll talk to me about politics. Because they see something on the news or something. Hey, talk about this or talk about that. Or, hey, is this really happening? Is that really happening? So you're aware enough to ask, but you can't be bothered to get involved? I know you're frustrated, and I sympathize with you. All I can tell you is I'm sorry, and it's better to be in the game and take losses than go sit next to the losers in the stands who can't be bothered to get off their butts and try to save the country like you are. Now, that's a very good point, Chris. I've told you this before. There's nothing wrong with taking a break. You've heard me take a break. Half the reason we do Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, well, I'll just go off and talk about other things or the days I do history or something. It's because I need a break. Sometimes politics can grind you down to the nubs. Take a week off. Take a month off. Put your phone down. Go do nothing. But then you got to come back because we need you. Take a break. Look, take a break from this show. If you're fried out on politics, put down the Jesse Kelly Show. Well, obviously, we'd love for you to come back, but this show is supposed to make your life better, not worse. Take a break if you got to take a break. then turn around and come back, all right? Hey, just enjoy Gavin Newsom trying to answer questions.
What is your defined political project? Like, what, yeah, throughout your career, yeah, and like that, right now? Like, what is the thing you want to, like, you want to accomplish, like, politically?
I don't have, in your life. I don't have, like, a brand. I don't have a tag, Make America Great, or, I don't, you know, the Great Society, or, you know, something like Medicare for All the Billionaires. But I, you know, but for me, no, it's just standing up for ideals, striking out against injustice. It defines my why in every way, shape, form. Stand up for ideals, strike out against injustice. I'm a Sarge Schreiber Democrat. I'm into that whole 60s, the vernacular of the 60s, solving for ignorance and poverty and disease and the spirit of the 60s and the spirit of King and, you know, and how the nonviolent movement and Gandhi and, you know, Havel and, you know, Mandela, that whole, that moral authority, not for, that whole space, that's the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
And that's, that, so that's me, that's my dad, so that's my mom, that's the book, and that's my why. And so standing up for ideals is what Gay Merged. It was about work I'm doing right now, sort of push back, and, you know, we can lose this country, and just feeling like I have to be held to account and strike out against the injustices of the day.
So if you had to define it, like,
vote, I need your help to define.
And you get,
well, you tell
X.
me. You're better at this. Tell
I don't
me.
Know. I don't know who you. What
I
your
just gave
is.
You my why, but how do you translate saying, that into human?
What? So you say like.
Anyway, let's talk about me and redheads next.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, burning through all your questions, as many as I can. We'll get to the lack of patriotism on some of the women's sports teams and things like that. Jesse, I would love to hear the story of the redhead who did unspeakably bad things to you in order for you to hate all redheads with the fire of a thousand suns. I've been married to my redheaded dime for 39 years, greatest person I know, although she did flatten the tires of her ex when she found him ice skating with another woman, but that's understandable. Anyway, spill it, ice cream boy. Since his name is Larry. Larry, listen. Our God is an awesome God, right? And he did so many things for us that we don't fully appreciate. And one of the things I've always loved about it is, because not everyone is really knowledgeable about nature. Many people don't know things about nature. So that snake over there, is that poisonous or not? That caterpillar, should I be afraid of it? That spider, is it going to be a problem? That frog, he's so cute, I want to pick him up. Should I touch him? So what God did for us, because he knew we're not all animal encyclopedias, he put extremely bright colors on the animals that are extremely dangerous. Oh, that's a black spider. I should reach out and grab it. Oh, there's a big red blotch on that spider. That means it's dangerous. God did that for us as a gift. And that's why he gave redheads the hair he gave them. It is, consider it a stop sign, a red light, a warning label. This person, I know she's really hot, probably even has green eyes. That's how they suck you in. This person is dangerous. Just like that black widow. Just like a poison dart frog. You can look. Don't touch. All right? Don't touch. Jesse, why do our women's national sports teams hate our country? Specifically, some team members of the Team USA women's soccer team. Add in any women's pro basketball team. When other nations' teams hear the anthem, they're proud. They sing openly. When our anthem is played, our ladies barely sing. They're openly mad. They hate the country they were raised in. Best country in the world. I'm confused. Okay, so there's actually a lot more to this culturally that we can discuss. First, the Team USA women's soccer team. When I was a younger man, the country loved Team USA women's soccer. And there's a bunch of different things for that. We love rooting for our country's teams. We do. That's natural and good. It also, they're female soccer players, so they're all pretty. For the most part, they're all pretty. And hey, life's unfair. It matters. Pays to be hot. So you have all these young, attractive women representing America. The country fell in love with them, and they're over there, and they're winning, and yes, it's wonderful. And then fast forward just a few years, and they're kneeling for the flag and crapping on the country, and people are wondering what happened. Well, in this particular circumstance, women's sports, a pause on this. You know that my wife, Aubrey, you know she was an athlete, an elite athlete. And so she was always on a gymnastics team. Wherever she was on a gymnastics team, a University of Arizona or wherever, she's on a gymnastics team. And having talked to her for almost 20 years now, I will tell you this. On a woman's team, more than a man's team, although this applies to men, but on a woman's team, all it takes is one. One bad apple can completely wreck the culture of a woman's sports team. It's just the way women relate to each other. It's, you can have the closest knit 10 girls in the world, and you get one nasty harpy walking into that locker room, they'll all hate each other and be tearing each other's hair out in a year. I've seen it. I've heard the stories. It happens time and time again. The Team USA women's soccer team, they have this woman, or had this woman, Megan Rapinoe, this nasty commie lesbian who hates everything good and right. But she was a seasoned veteran on the team. And all these other young girls just happy to make the team, right? What an honor to even make Team USA Soccer. Young girls, you're happy to be there. There's this seasoned veteran. She's got the pelts on the wall. She's got the... Only she's a nasty America-hating witch who craps on the country every chance she gets, kneels for the flag. Well, when's the last time you heard anyone say anything loving about the USA women's soccer team? It didn't take long for her to make them completely hate it. When it comes to women's basketball, that's because women's basketball is dominated by young, single black women, and every poll number just shows that's the demographic that is by far the least patriotic in the United States of America. They hate the country. They're oftentimes the most racist demographic out there openly. They'll just be pretty open about it. And so you're going to get such a high percentage of them that's just the way that's going to go. But there's a larger cultural thing there than just sports or women's sports. And it's something we've touched on before, but I do think we should talk about it. Young women. In fact, I have a jaw-dropping stat for you about how women used to vote versus now. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We're still here. We're only halfway done. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So I promised you a jaw-dropping stat, so here it is. You already know the modern statistics about young single women. Percentage-wise, married men vote Republican. Single men vote Republican. Married women vote Republican. Single women, by a mark of almost 70%, vote Democrat. They are the beating heart of the Democrat Party. Young, single women are overwhelmingly communist. Now, you want to hear an amazing stat? That wasn't it. Almost doesn't even make sense. I was talking to Megan Basham, who dropped this one on me, so she gets credit for it. Did you know in 1950 that women in the United States of America were more conservative than men? Do you know that? I'd made that same face you made, Chris, and she showed me the poll numbers. I saw it all. Women, 1950, that's 75 years ago, 76. 75 years ago? Women were further to the right than men. Fast forward to 2026, and young, single women luxuriating in the most wonderful country in the world, where they are treated better than any other country in the world, hate this place, hate it. The most reliable Democrat vote, because they hate it as much as Democrats do. How could that be? Well, let's talk again. And this is about your daughter. If you have one, or maybe you will have one, this is about her. Women are born nurturers. They are. That's how God made them. He made them that way on purpose, and it is wonderful. Doesn't mean you will have children. Maybe you will. Maybe you want them. Maybe you don't. But you are a born mother no matter what. You're born to mother, to nurture. My son Luke, he's 15. He had oral surgery this morning. He had his wisdom teeth taken out, and they were impacted, so he had to get cut for it and everything. My wife is sitting at home right now, doting on him like you can't imagine, and enjoying it. Now, when I get home, I'm going to go toss him a smoothie or something because he can't eat, and I'll check in with him. I care about my boy, but I'm not going to sit in there and nurse him. She will, and she will take pleasure in it. She enjoys it. You know why she loves Fred so much? Because he's a useless idiot, and he needs cared for at all times. But it just that does it for her. She loves that, right? Women are born that way. Now, that's wonderful. That's how God made them. That's why they're better nurses than men, to be honest. Sorry for all the male nurses listening. They're just better, more nurturing. What can be used and should be used for good can always be used for evil if it is perverted, if it is diverted. Communists have always weaponized young women into being the most loyal communists. They did this in Cambodia. They've done it in North Korea. They did it, but you name it. The young women were oftentimes the most vicious, most savage. How do you square that? How do you square that? Are you telling me this loving, wonderful woman who was born to be a nurturer all of a sudden can be the biggest mass murderer, the one who loves torturing people the most? Because they do. How can that possibly be? Well, you take her motherly instincts and you divert them and make her a mother of the communist revolution. When you look at these left-wing women, and they will loudly, loudly scream that we should bring as many rapists and murderers into the country. If you arrest and deport a man who's been convicted of multiple sex crimes, any logical human being would say, well, I'm sure women would be supportive of this, right? Women don't want him here. Left-wing women are furious whenever it happens. And logical people look at them and think, what do you want? Why would you want this animal in your community? What if he hurts you? A mother will kill and die for her children. Communists take the wonderful, motherly, nurturing nature of a woman and they make her the mother of the revolution. She will become the mother of gay rights. She will become the mother of illegals. She will become mother of the climate change. She will become the mother of that. And once you've got her there, she will fight for it, kill for it, and die for it like it's her baby. That's what they do. They do it on social media. They do it at college. Let this be a warning. Again, I'm never going to stop warning about it. I know you want your baby girl to get into college and you want her to be able to go with the friends and you want her to be able to get into the university she's always wanted to. I know. And believe me, I know. I only have sons, but I know a daughter would own me, that I would give her whatever she wanted. I'm glad God didn't give me one because I would have ruined her. I know I would have. I know. It's hard to say no to little girls. You had better be very, very careful where you send your baby girl to college. You had better treat that decision with a lot of tender care. You are walking her in to the gorilla exhibit in the zoo. You better have your wits about you. Well, she always wanted to go here. 2 years later, she hates your guts. She's an atheist. Her head is shaved. She gained 75 pounds, and she's out there at Women's March events spitting on people. How did that happen? Well, the gorilla enclosure is a very dangerous place. Our university system is now designed to create communists. Every poll shows it. The longer you spend on a college campus, the further to the left you go. No college, you'll be a right winger. A little college, a little less of a right winger. You graduate with a bachelor's degree. That's a coin flip. You stay for longer than that, you are gone. Goodbye. Be careful with your daughter. They want her. And that has in turn destroyed society itself. Because now men hate women, women hate men. Young people aren't getting married. They're not making babies. They are now at each other's throats. The women hate everything, including themselves. The young men, what young man wants to marry a feminist? Let me clue you in, none. Even normie men don't want to marry some bitter feminist. They're horrible to be around. There's nothing worse to be around than an angry, nasty woman. Women uniquely govern the mood of any room they're in. A wonderful, bubbly, happy woman will raise the spirits of the room, and that nasty hag with a scowl on her face who hates everything, she's like a storm cloud walking into any room, and now they hate each other. It's wrecking us, absolutely wrecking us. So that is a long answer about it. Hey, Jesse, in last night's show, you were talking about how the House of Representatives is there to represent the people of a particular geographical reason, and it got me thinking. What if Jesse Kelly ended up winning his election bid instead of following his path to radio superstardom and becomes deeply entrenched in the swamp? How do you think life would have played out for you professionally? You think you'd still be an outspoken, hardcore anti-communist? Would you have dipped? I don't think about that a lot because I have always looked at it this way. God didn't want me there. I look at it, yes, I wanted to be there for the right reasons. I wasn't in it for money or influence or anything else. I wanted to go save my country, and I was going to, just me, right? I was going to do it all myself, I'm sure. But that's how I thought. I wanted to go save America. I was running for the right reasons. I did not win. God didn't want me to win. Now, maybe, possibly, probably, maybe he was protecting me from me. I'd love to tell you right now that I'd never be corrupted or something like that. That's an easy thing to say behind the radio mic. What if I would have been? I don't know. What if I would have been? What if I would have went and completely lost my way? A lot of them do. I don't know. I'd love to tell you that could never happen, but who knows? I'll tell you this. You don't need Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. I know that. I know that you should put your money where your morals are. I know in this life, we have to spend a lot of money with companies who hate us, and I hate that. I know you do too. But sometimes we do have a choice to patronize a good company and send our money to a place that loves us. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile hate you. Pure Talk shares your values. They promote your values all year long. They're run by a Vietnam veteran. They hire Americans to work in customer service. Pure Talk is here. So we don't have to spend money with communist companies who hate us. They're on the same towers. Your bill will go down. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. You'll speak to an American and you'll get switched over. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Friday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And look, we're not getting out of here. We're not going to say goodbye without once again saying goodbye.
In the arms of the angel.
Maybe because these people, they are crazy because they always talk about how Christian they is.
Listen, I'm a gun-toting Texan, right?
I've always been someone who has been intellectual. I was top 10% of my class.
And that is specifically why I said, A. Jeffrey Epstein, unlike Republicans, I at least don't go out and just tell lies.
But as somebody who understands history, when I see ICE, I see slave patrols.
That's all ICE is supposed to do. Look at them as a fancy Uber driver.
We done picking cotton.
It is not a criminal violation to enter the country illegally.
As we know, the Republican Party is run by Russians at this point in time.
But you have this woman, Crockett. She's a very low IQ person.
I miss her, Chris. I want her to come back. There has to be a place for Jasmine Crockett somewhere. Hey, Jesse and Chris, You played a clip of the menopausal nutbags from The View Thursday night, and one of them was saying illegal aliens actually commit fewer crimes. Yeah, that would be Sonny Hostin.
Most undocumented immigrants pay more taxes than anyone, and we should also mention that they're five times less likely to commit crimes than Americans.
Yeah, that's a lie. They'll lie about that stat, and they'll keep spreading that lie. They will do anything they can do to try to tamp down the anger of the general public that America is being slowly but surely overrun by foreigners who don't care about the country. And so they'll just keep lying. Remember, words are only weapons to them. Only weapons.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
All they care about is the revolution. And so there is no lie they won't tell, nothing they won't do to move the revolution forward. Anyway, this guy asks, what do you think of dill pickle chips? So here's where I am on pickles in general. I will eat a dill pickle, and I enjoy a dill pickle. I do. Oh, even if Ob gets the jar, if you're spicy ones or something like that, I enjoy a dill pickle. I do not like pickles on my burger or sandwich. Again, it's not because I don't like pickles. I like pickles. It's because once the pickle goes on a sandwich, it's all you can taste. It becomes a pickle sandwich. The pickle is too strong. It's like green peppers. Ob used to put green peppers in spaghetti. I don't mind green peppers. I'll eat a green pepper in the spaghetti. It's all you can taste. It becomes green pepper spaghetti, and it's garbage. So she doesn't put it in there anymore. Now, I am the menu whisperer, as everyone knows. I am the greatest orderer of food ever, probably. Even menu whisperers make mistakes from time to time. Producer Corey he's still out on paternal leave. When is he coming back, Chris? He comes back Monday? Really? Oh, wow. Sorry. So Corey's coming back. He's been out. He had a new baby. Congrats to him and his lovely bride. They had a new kid. Everyone's happy and healthy, whatever. He's home, you know, hanging out with the kid, bored to tears. But that's another story. Corey one day, you know, I buy food for the fellas every day. Corey one day, yes, you're welcome, Chris. Corey one day gets, I forget what we were ordering. What was it, Chris? Was it Jersey Mike's? I think it was Jersey. I don't know. We got something someday and he got spicy dill pickle chips. And I mocked him relentlessly about the spicy dill pickle chips. That's gross. Why would you do that? Blah, 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 blah. And he let me try one. Yeah, I bought several bags since. They're fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. I don't know what it is. Big fan. One of those with a Gatorade or an ice water or something like that would be delicious. If you're a beer drinker, I bet that would be a good beer chip. I don't want to hear any crap about me ordering ice waters, okay? All right. Jesse, does Congress really represent the people? Yuck, if that's true. I think the current batch of clowns are mostly actors playing the role for money, things like that. Well, yes, they represent the people. They represent the people. If you rewinded, not even to ancient history, we'll call it the year 1960, and you said some of the things these people now say out in the open, Democrat or Republican, you would never stay in Congress. You would say some of these things and you would be gone. This guy running for governor of Oklahoma.
Any immigrant that wants to come to the United States, to come to Oklahoma and integrate into our state, I welcome you with open arms.
Gone. Immediately gone. This is James Tallarico. He's the Democrat nominee for United States Senate in Texas. And you can say, well, he's a Democrat. Okay, well, if you rewinded to the year 1960 and any Democrat at any level of government said this, they would lose their next election handily.
Before we go further, I want to acknowledge that our trans community needs abortion care too. Defending trans Texans is something we have to do every day at the state capitol. And you better believe I'll be giving sermons on that too. So when I use the word woman, it should not be understood as an exhaustive term, but rather as a lens through which to understand, examine, and interrogate patriarchy.
Do Jewish producer Chris made a good point. You don't have to go back to 1960. In 2008, that guy would have lost an election. I mean, this was Barack Obama.
I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman.
How about that? Why? What changed? We did. Not you, personally, but the general public changed. We changed, and not in a good way, because we changed and we got scummier. The general public elects these people. They are more tolerant and supportive of scumbags. This lady is in Congress in a safe seat.
We might call this getting strike ready. I think of it as getting us strike ready or street ready. And part of that is understanding our own strength. And as we develop that strength, being able to assess our risk tolerance, because we know that risk tolerance increases as the severity of the situation increases. And as
safe seat. All right. We have an hour. So much fun to get to. Hang on.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.